Hello, everyone. This is Chuck from CRN, and we are now probably in a new phase of CRN. John Jeffers has been putting a lot of time and effort into transforming CRN to be a major or a larger presence on the internet. And for the purpose of trying to reach as many people as possible, not just limit CRN's audience to only group members on the Facebook page, but rather he wants it to be on a internet radio station like Live 365, where the shows can be broadcasted live, and during times when there are no shows being broadcast, well, then the network will just broadcast music. So this is what John's been working on for a very long time. The current focus right now is podcasts, which is going to be played on a new website that John's created, and it's going to be an MP3 format, so that it'll be basically compatible with every audio device that's out there, be that your smartphone, tablet, laptop, computer, or whatnot. So this is my first broadcast, audio only. It's not going to be interactive. I'm pre-recording this because I haven't figured out how to do a live broadcast yet for it to be recorded like we did on BTR. So I'll have to work with John and the other hosts in order to find the best approach to accomplish this. But in the meantime, I'm using a typical Windows voice recorder to record this show. So just know that lots of effort and work remains ongoing. It's being done in the background, and the dust is still flying around, so we don't know what the final product is going to be, or if there ever is going to be a final product. We might be one of those networks that's just ever evolving and transforming and trying new things, which is basically, to John's credit, absolutely commendable, because he's going to be trying out new different technologies. We're going to be trying to figure out what platform is the best to use and which ones will probably reach the most audience that are out there on the internet. Now, podcasts have been around throughout the 90s. They were around when blogs were the mainstream social media of the decade, and long before, you know, Facebook and MySpace even appeared on the national technological landscape. So it's been around for a while, and believe it or not, a lot of people still listen to it. Statistically, I don't know how it breaks down, and if more of the audience are now more prone to, you know, listen to and watch videos like on YouTube or something rather than podcasts. My personal opinion, and, you know, John and the other hosts can basically take it for what it's worth or not take it at all, is that because the internet is an ever-evolving technology, it's always transforming itself when the new technology becomes available. Any company that's trying to maintain an internet presence to reach as many of the audience as possible, well, it would probably behoove them to be at the forefront of that technology as that technology becomes available. And in my mind, part of that translates to video. Even YouTube has live video as well. But right now, with the current platform that we have and other platforms that we're experimenting with, we are not set up to do video, or it's not compatible to do video. So at least for the short future, we'll be focusing on audio podcasts for the time being. MP3 format, so that it can be compatible for the majority of the the portable internet devices that we have out there. Now, that being said, let's move on to the topic matter that I really want to discuss, and that is gun control. It's very popular, it's really, really trending, and it's at the forefront of many minds across the nation. But our approach to trying to minimize or mitigate the amount of violence events that occurs appear to be split up into two different camps, I think. And the first camp will be basically just ban all guns, which is not really viable. It's not even logical. And the second camp, which is basically Trump's camp, would be arm the teachers, which liberals just absolutely, they scoff at. They just can't. Their mind isn't wired that way to even think about the possibility of having armed teachers, or for that matter, having an armed population. It just, for some reason, it doesn't compute in their minds. And they'd rather smoke their medical marijuana and inhale from their hookahs and sing kumbaya and hug trees and give everyone comfort hugs, rather than actually having a valid solution, a viable solution that's out there to help protect the security and safety of all Americans. Now, left-leaning news, liberal networks such as CNN and NBC have been doing this for close to a decade now, ever since the Columbine shooting. You saw them do it in Aurora, the movie theater. You saw them do it, for the Ferguson shooting, the unfortunate deaths of a black person in Baltimore, and not to mention the shooting over in Milwaukee. Each of those consisted of a whole bunch of Black Lives Matter riots, which was stupid in and of itself, and I'm not sure why the left-leaning news media encouraged it, nor do I know why the local government allowed it to happen. It's very stupid. It makes absolutely no sense, but to actually have a tragedy and to cause more tragedy through violent protests and destruction of private property during the protests is just absolutely fucking mind-boggling. And yeah, I said the F-bomb, and I think it's well-placed here in this particular case, because we're supposed to be a society of laws. Why the hell do we have one gun shooting, which is breaking one law, and then we give everyone a pass to break other laws as they're protesting and expressing the anger? Yeah, liberals, are you fucking nuts? I'll answer that question. You are undeniably and certifiably fucking nuts. But the latest incident that occurred over at that Florida school is the most troubling of all. Because for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, we have responding sheriff deputies that did not rush inside the building to confront the shooter, to engage the shooter, to stop the shooter from pulling that trigger and killing more students. They were ordered to stay outside of their school to form a, quote, perimeter, unquote. Even the school resource officer, armed, was hiding underneath the staircase outside of the building. So what they did was they contained the perimeter. If students were able to make it out, they rushed them out. No one was allowed to go in until after the shooting finished. After 17 or 18, plus the untold number of wounded, were already hit by bullets. Now, I have never thought that I would see this in my lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. Only in history books have you ever read about the government sacrificing the lives of innocent civilians for what they refer to as the greater good. Churchill, during World War II, when Berlin was bombing London, the Allied intelligence broke the German secret code. They received intel saying that Germany was going to bomb Coventry. At that point, when he received that information, Churchill had a chance to warn all the citizens of Coventry that a bombing was occurring. But he refused not to do that. He wanted to make it appear that they had no clue of the bombing whatsoever. So the German forces went ahead with the bombing, bombed Coventry. Several hundred people were either killed or injured. Maybe 1,000. I have no idea what the body count was. All this so that Germany wouldn't be tipped off that, yeah, the Allied cracked their secret code. And then you have Pearl Harbor. I think that was FDR. Him having confirmation that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor. Him and the United States government having the means and the ability to warn the Hawaiian citizens that, yeah, the Japanese were coming to bomb you guys. Take shelter. But he didn't do that. He's a Democrat, by the way. FDR. He allowed the bombings to occur for thousands, tens of thousands of civilians in Hawaii and military personnel to be killed or injured so that he can give a speech about the day that will live in infamy and use it to anger Congress enough to allow them for America to enter World War II against Japan, Germany, and Italy. So those were the only two incidents reported in history of the government sacrificing hundreds of thousands of American or innocent civilian lives, not necessarily American, because I also mentioned Churchill, that's in Britain, for the greater good. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a sheriff captain that did the exact same thing. Because the officers were not allowed to rush into the building to confront the shooter and stop him before he pulls that trigger again, because they were ordered to stay outside, prolonging the time the shooter had to continue pulling the trigger over and over again, killing more people and injuring more people. It seems, and this might not be the case, I could be wrong, but my initial reaction was they sacrificed innocent children to force another gun control debate across the nation. The sacrifice were the kids. The greater good was forcing gun control debate. How much, as a country, have we fallen? Knowing that this happened, but no left-leaning news media or Democrat is acknowledging that that is what happened. Yes, let's continue doing the same thing over and over again, as we have for the past decade with every other shooting. Blame the NRA, you stupid assholes. Even though we didn't pull the trigger. How is it that the Democrats can blame, what, 8 million law-abiding citizens for what happened at a school shooting? What happened that was done by a single mentally disturbed and definitely emotionally disturbed shooter that was a former student of that school, Nicholas Cruz, who basically lost his dad, the adopted dad, and his adopted mother recently died the prior November of the previous year to the flu. So this kid who was 18 had no parents whatsoever. Whatever dwelling or home or apartment the child lived in is about to be gone because no working adult with an income is paying, making the payments anymore for the lease or for the rent or for the property tax or whatnot. So this kid, and he had a pretty sizable trust fund apparently, that's how he was able to afford the rifle, was already on edge emotionally. His power to reason, his ability to reason, to figure things out, to handle things in a civilized manner was already compromised a long time ago. But he ended up getting a weapon anyway. That's the real problem with our country, ladies and gentlemen. We keep on accusing other people, but not those directly responsible for protecting the safety and security of the American civilization, of the American law-abiding citizens who pay taxes for protection. Democrats are hypocrites in their own right. It's a lot easier and convenient for them to point the finger of blame and accusations to someone else rather than point the finger at themselves for years of ineptitude and incompetence in not addressing the real problem of gun violence. And that is staffs who are unarmed and at school districts who don't have the ability, or for that matter, most likely don't even have the funding, to put in the necessary apparatuses in place to help secure the lives and safety of children when they're in classes. And you have also a questionably inept and incompetent police force who have no mechanism in place to be in order to gauge or measure the likelihood of any individual actually committing a gun massacre. Unlike the sheriff, the sheriff's department in that county where the gun shooting occurred, already knowing about this child, Nicholas Cruz. Even the students who know of Nicholas Cruz, who think that he's weird and they tended to avoid him because, well, there was something off about him, had suspicions that if there is ever going to be a school shooting, it would be done by him. And they were right. But if they knew this, did they report it? And if they did report it, why didn't the police do anything about it? Why is it more convenient to blame the NRA for each and every gun violence that occurs across the country, but not the officials who are directly responsible for safeguarding the victims where the shootings occur? The school district, the school administrator, the school teachers in the building, they have absolutely no accountability at all to protect students in classes, do they? Apparently not. And neither do the local police department in their respective cities. Which is the largest hypocrisy of the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. We're not allowed to think that all black people are violent and uncivilized whenever a single black person breaks the law. We're not allowed to make a judgment on all people of Latin or Hispanic backgrounds whenever a Latin or Hispanic gang member or a criminal kills innocent people. We're not allowed to be prejudiced against an entire group or ethnic group of people because of the actions of one individual from their group. Not blacks, not Hispanics, not Muslims, but yet the Democrats will blame the entire population of 8 million law-abiding gun owners whenever one person shoots up a fucking school. And I don't understand how this is not being addressed. I mean, what is it with Democrats? I think reason has failed them. I think logic has failed them. If anything, left-leaning news media, all the Democratic supporters, especially those that cried during Hillary's failure at winning the election back in November 2016, you know, those who, you know, had a snowflake moment and everyone needed to hug each other. I can't, and I could be wrong, and I don't believe in condemning an entire group of people based on the actions of a few, like Hillary supporters, for example. But from time to time, I'd be lying if I said blatantly, in your face right now, well, there hasn't been a time at all when I thought that maybe most Democrats would be ideal for frontal lobe lobotomies and electroshock therapy. Because many of them are fucking ideal for frontal lobe lobotomies and electroshock therapy. Because they're fucking nuts. It's hard to do the right thing when the whole country is not doing the right thing. It's hard to do the right thing. Well, here's the thing. It's hard to be right, not because you're actually right, but because you believe delusionally that you're, quote, on the right side of history, unquote, or that you believe delusionally that you're, quote, you have the majority, therefore you're right, unquote. I think the Democrats learned that lesson really hard back in November 2016 during the presidential election. They thought that they were the majority people. They thought that they were on the right side of history because they thought by virtue that they were the majority. And then when the elections occurred, you know, like Tom and Jerry, their mouths dropped from their faces and fell through the tables and onto the floor. They were shocked and awed. They were in complete disbelief. They can't believe the country voted against them. And they were angry ever since. And ever since then, CNN abandoned the news and went straight to anti-Trump demagoguery. MSNBC abandoned the news and went straight to anti-Trump propaganda. And that's what they've been doing every single day, 24/7, 8 days a week, 13 months out of the year. Questioning Trump. Without really looking in the mirror and admitting to themselves, yeah, we're fuck-ups too. But we're too busy to admit it because, hey, we're focused on Trump. That is the global, universal, and undeniable definition of a liberal, of a Democratic supporter, ladies and gentlemen. The ones who are so self-righteous, the ones who think that they're so fucking right, that they'll point an accusing finger at Trump or other Republicans or GOP for every bad thing that happens. And not once will they ever look in the mirror and say, you know what? We have seen the enemy, and it is ourselves. Welcome to the United States of America. So this is where we're at right now. We're now at a stage where law enforcement officers will not save innocent, young students or human beings. They won't do their jobs anymore. They'll be ordered not to protect the public trust, whether it be at Berkeley when Antifa is protesting, or whether it be at a school shooting. Don't rush into danger to save innocent lives. Instead, just form a perimeter and allow the bad guy to keep shooting his bullets with every pull of the trigger to kill more people. And with any luck, he'll run out, and then we'll go in and we'll apprehend the fucker. That's our country right now. And even after the cops do this, the liberal-leaning news media will not acknowledge this because it doesn't fit their narrative. They want to spin that every shooting is a fault of the NRA. They want to believe that, guns should be taken away from all Americans, regardless, if they're rifles, regardless if they're assault rifles, regardless if they're shotguns or muskets, for Pete's sake, or for hand weapons, semi-automatic or revolvers. Let's say, just for shit and grins, the delusional and retarded and stupid and frontal lobe lobotomy and shock electroshock therapy recipients known as Democrats are successful miraculously in making all firearms against the law. Let's pretend that they're also successful in confiscating all guns from law-abiding Americans across the country. That leaves only the guns that are unregistered, owned by criminals who don't follow the law. Who's going to protect us against them? Because right now, we're going to have a smaller group of people with guns known as criminals, like MS-13 or whatever that gang is, with guns, and a whole shitload of patriotic, law-abiding American citizens who have no means of defending themselves whatsoever. Who's going to protect them or us, law-abiding unarmed Americans, against evildoers and criminals like MS-13? The police? Is that the only viable form of defense that we have? Are you sure you want to bet your life on that? And the police won't even go inside a Russian building to save students. Clearly, the Democrats did not put a sufficient amount of time to think this over. That's the biggest tragedy of our country. And there you have it. 25 minutes, 44 seconds. I'm going to stop right there. I think I made my point. Nothing more can be said. I will stop, though, to acknowledge that CRN have other hosts like Rob and Don. And John Jeffers will still have a show from time to time, especially if he's filling in for another host that isn't there to make a show. He filled in for me, last time. We are all patriotic American citizens. We all have families. We all care for the safety and security, not only our own children, but also the neighbors in our community. And whenever we see a whole shitload of people known as Democrats who throw logic out the window, who throw reason out the window, whose only motivation is directing anger to the NRA, whenever innocent people are shot by bad guys with guns, with absolutely no accountability whatsoever for the people who are the ones directly responsible for protecting innocent people, be that in schools, which would be the school district, the school administrators, the school teachers, and in the cities, the municipal police departments, who are supposed to protect the trust, the public trust, and the sheriff's department. They get a free ride. They're off scot-free. As long as the NRA keeps being blamed, their incompetence and their ineptitude with regards to public safety of the people who they're charged to protect is not even noticed. And that is also one of the biggest crimes out there. Beyond, the failings of the Democratic Party to the entire country. All right. And with that, I'm going to sign off. Please feel free to, purchase items from our store. It helps us to fund the endeavors that we are currently doing in order to make the Contra Radio Network a more vibrant, robust network, able to reach out to hundreds of thousands of people at a time. It takes effort to make this happen. And with your contributions, it helps us to get closer to that goal. So, don't forget to do that. Good night, everybody.